1966 draft pick out of Minnesota by Vince Lombardi, two-time Super Bowl champion, a five-time Pro Bowler, and a member of the Green Bay Packer Hall of Fame. We are talking to guard Gail Gillingham today. How are we doing, Gail?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing well, Gail. What are you up to these days?
I'm trying to be in the real estate business, but it's a little tough these days.
Where are you living at now?
Little Falls, Minnesota.
In Minnesota. Is that from the kind of the fallout there from going to the University of Minnesota?
Yeah, actually, we moved up here my junior year in high school.
Okay.
Now, I went 2 years at Toma, Wisconsin, then we moved up here.
No, a native of Madison area, the Toma area, like you talked about right there. What do you remember from your days of growing up in Wisconsin?
I always loved Wisconsin. It was we were on a farm most of the time, and then my dad got into the real estate business. But I always liked Wisconsin. We used to spend Sundays watching the Packers, and other times out in the woods picking up a lot of nuts and stuff. It was a great life.
Or were you happy to find out when you were drafted by the Green Bay Packers, and not only that, being a number one pick too as well?
Yeah, it was really exciting for me. That's exactly where I wanted to go, exactly where I belonged.
Now, how did that work back in 66, back in that time, over 40 years ago? We know what the draft has become today, but as a prospect coming out of college, what did you have to do to get noticed by the NFL, and did you know how high you were going to be picked? Did you have any indication to what was going to happen on that day?
Yeah, I had an indication I was going to go pretty high because that was during the war between the two leagues, and I had heard from AFL. I'd been to New York City to a Jets game, and they had what they called babysitters in those days. I had a guy that was in constant touch from the National Football League, so I figured I was going to go somewhat high. I didn't think I'd be in the first round, but I knew I'd be up somewhere towards the top.
Talking with Gail Gillingham here, former member of the Green Bay Packers, a two-time Super Bowl champion with the teams there in a 66 and 67, 66 to 76 is his time in Green Bay. How do you see that Minnesota-Green Bay rivalry? How did you see that? I mean, you were a Wisconsin, you grew up early on in your life in Wisconsin, then you moved to Minnesota. Is it always been a big rivalry, or just over the recent years because of the success those teams have had?
Well, I think it's always been a big rivalry. They started coming in, getting a lot better, like 66, 67, 68, they were getting a lot better. It's a border war. It's always been one of the bigger games.
Now you mentioned that. I mean, coming from Minnesota there, did you have any indication from the Vikings? I mean, you mentioned that's where you wanted to play for was with the Packers. But, I mean, you're right there in Minnesota, the Vikings, the local team there.
Yeah, I never liked the Vikings much.
and I'm sure that sentiment still fills with you, right?
Absolutely.
Talking with Gail Gillingham here, former Green Bay Packer. You were a number one pick of Vince Lombardi. I'm sure at the time you probably didn't know what that means, but when you look back on it, I mean, does that mean a little bit extra to you that, you know, Vince Lombardi, the Packer legend, has thought enough of you to take you with a number one pick like that?
Yeah, I really did, and I was getting into a really good situation where they had a lot of real good players, and of course, Coach Lombardi was a legend even in them days. And, yeah, it meant a lot to me.
Now, you mentioned a lot of those guys. A lot of those guys weren't top picks, though. I mean, one of the big things about the Packers isn't how many rounds there were in the draft those days, but a lot of those guys coming in late rounds, I'm trying to think of Bart Starr, I know, was a later round. Nitschke was a later round too, right?
Yeah, I think he was. But you got to remember, there weren't near as many teams them days.
That's true.
So, you know, there was in the rosters were, I think my first year was 38, and the second year 40.
38 and 40, and how many people showed up to camp then too? It was like, I don't know. Larry McCarron talks about his day where there was like 120 people at training camp.
Yeah. There was quite a few. Of course, our training camps were so long. I mean, there was quite a few leaving, too.
Do you look at training camp these days and kind of think back to when you were going through training camp and kind of scratch your head and go, man, it would be nice to be a part of that training camp these days? The way it's kind of, you know, I'm not going to say dumbed down a little bit, but it's not as much work. It's not as long. It's not as pressing. And a lot of decisions are made before training camp even comes up.
Oh, yeah. Well, they got a lot more OTAs. few more mini camps and things like that. But we were always in camp at least 8 weeks. And, it got long.
No, the reason I think was, you know, you didn't train all year round. You played the season, you know, Super Bowl there in late December, early January, and then it was a few months off, so you kind of had to get back into football shape, right?
Yeah, that's true, but we generally had a running test when we came in, so you had to be in some kind of shape. But I think the reason that they have to have so many off-season practices today is that there's so many more guys playing, there's so many more formations and things. I think it's a lot more complicated game. And I
talking with Gale Gillingham here, former Green Bay Packer, one of the greatest guards in pro football history, six-time All-Pro and five-time Pro Bowler. Just how cold was the Ice Bowl, Gale?
It was real cold. I don't know what the wind chill was exactly, but I know we'd go out there and they'd have a TV timeout standing out there in that wind. It wasn't so bad when you're playing, but standing out there waiting for those TV timeouts to go. Really bad.
Is that the most popular question you get when somebody finds out who you are and that you were a member of the Green Bay Packers? I mean, what's the most popular question? What's the most asked question that you get? Is it the Ice Bowl? Is it Coach Lombardi?
Generally, it's Coach Lombardi, but then right behind that, it's always the Ice Bowl.
What comes after that, or does conversations never get that far?
Generally don't. You can talk about Lombardi for about a half a day, so that generally does it.
What stands out to you most about him, then?
His demand for excellence, how harsh he was, how demanding he was. And, I don't think he expected anything more from us than he did from himself, but it was a tight ship.
Do you see any similar situations from Vince Lombardi since the time he was there? Maybe any coaches? I mean, not in today's game, but maybe a few years after that. Or is Lombardi a one-in-a-kind guy that you were fortunate enough to play with and Green Bay was fortunate to have there leading his team?
I think he was kind of pretty much a one-of-a-kind guy. You know, he was a tough disciplinarian, but he knew when to pull back and to pick people up. I tell you, the guy was fabulous.
Talking with Gale Gillingham here, former Green Bay Packer, for a couple more minutes. Gale, what's your favorite part of coming back to Green Bay?
I know a lot of guys there yet, and it's kind of fun to see them people. And it's always it's so electric around that stadium. I mean, it's hard to believe.
Do you keep in touch with a lot of the teammates, a lot of the former guys?
I do. Not regularly so much anymore, but I still talk to a few of them every now and then.
Who are some of the mainstays for you? I mean, what are some of those friendships that you've built up over the years that kind of sticks within?
Well, pretty much all the older offensive linemen that were there, and then some of the younger guys. I keep in touch with Bill Luke.
Did you play
with those guys?
Did you overlap with Larry at all?
Yeah, we played together for a while.
I know he was all pro in 82, 83. He must have came in then mid 70s there, right?
Yeah, in fact, Bowman and I watched University of Illinois play one Saturday afternoon and told Raleigh Dutch, that's a guy you can't let go. Better pick him up.
That ended up working out pretty good for them, too. Hey, Gale, lastly here, I want to ask you, when you look back at Green Bay, when you look back at your time with the Green Bay Packers, I mean, all the moments that you're with playing for Vince Lombardi, is there one that stands out the most to you?
So bad out there and so tough, and we had to win, and that last drive was, I don't think anybody thought that we would lose. I'm sure everybody thought, at least I did. I knew we were going to get down.